Welcome to Make Your Mark podcast, where guests share their experiences, insights, and tactics to help you accelerate your business. So building, scaling, and monetizing your business is made easier. And I'll be your host, Kay Suthar. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Make Your Mark podcast. And oh boy, do I have a great guest for you today. And so his name is Mark Stern, and he's the founder of Custom Box Agency and a Teleport QR. Recently, he was featured in Forbes as one of the next 1,000 entrepreneurs redefining the American dream. Yeah, you heard that right, guys. Before becoming an entrepreneur, Mark was a top-ranked strategy consultant at Deloitte Consulting, the world's largest consulting firm. Mark holds an MBA from Duke University. He's also the five-time Spartan Trifecta holder, South by Southwest Startup Mentor, and get this, guys, a lifetime lover of taco and barbecue, right? Who isn't going to love Mark? Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
It's so good seeing you again, Kay. So thrilled to be here today.
Oh my goodness, I've got so many questions for you because what you've created, right, is absolutely amazing, right? And I don't want to go into too much detail, but you've put so much thought into looking after people. That's really what it boils down to, right? Taking care of your clients. And so before we get into the whole nitty-gritty of what it is that you do and how you serve your clients, I would love for you to share with our audience today a little bit about what your journey looked like. Yeah, how did you get to this point? Because we all know there's going to be loads of ups and downs.
Oh my goodness. It's like, welcome to the game of entrepreneurs. It's truly a game that we play as entrepreneurs. So like, if anyone could say, I always heard, it's like a roller coaster with ups and downs and twists and turns. And it totally is, because not only is it the element of building a business, but it's also the mindset and the emotional toll that goes with that process that like, it's, you just have to experience it. But yeah, no, it's such a funny journey, because if you told me years ago that I'd be building this business in boxes, I would have said you lost your mind. I was like poster child of corporate America. I grew up and was told that, you know, there's one like natural progression to life. You graduate high school, you go to college, you graduate college, you get the job, then you go back to grad school, and then you get the dream job, and then you have like the big house with the white picket fence and the dog and the kids and everything. And this is like what life is. And I thought that was the only pathway. So I followed it to a T. I was president of my high school, my college, my grad school. I had the one dream job before business school. I went to business school. And then in 2012, graduated business school, was working at Deloitte Consulting. And it was one of those moments that you realize, I am $165,000 in student loan debt, and I have signed a 2-year commitment to this consulting firm. And if you know the lifestyle of a corporate consultant, you are a road warrior. Every Monday at 4:45 a.m., a cab picked me up to take me to the airport. For 6 years that I was there, every single week was going to the airport, flying to my client, coming back. And you basically have enough time to wash your clothes, refill your suitcase, and go back at it again. So in my mind, back in 2012, 2013, it was like, is this it? Is this like, this is the pathway to life? And it felt heavy. And at the time, I had this entrepreneurial spirit, but I had all this student loan debt that it just felt irresponsible to be like, who am I to pursue this dream of being an entrepreneur when I owe all this money and debt? I was like this big black cloud that was over me. The long and the short of it is, in 2013, I found on YouTube videos of a conference called AFEST. I just randomly stumbled upon it. AFEST is done by a company called Mindvalley, if you've ever heard of Mindvalley, Vishen Lakhiani. And this was a conference that, like, they were like Burning Man parties and TED Talk speakers with 250 entrepreneurs. And I tried to get all my friends from business school to be like, this looks awesome. And they were all like, it's so awesome. And when push came to shove, booked a ticket, but no one else that I knew booked a ticket. And like, I had no idea what to expect to go to this conference, but this was the first time that I was exposed to digital marketers. All these big name digital marketers were there. You had your Ryan Dice, your Neil Patels, your Andre Chaperones, your Yannick Silvers, all these big name entrepreneurs were there. And it was kind of like going to an event thinking that you had like the world around you really grasped and understood it. And then all of a sudden you show up in an event like this and the bubble of the world that you knew just popped. And all of a sudden I got exposed to a whole different world of how to live a fulfilling life. And it was like this high and then this crash when I go back to corporate America and go back into Deloitte, because I had just experienced something that no one else that I knew had experienced, and I had no one to talk to about it. So it was this like the early days of like getting exposed to digital marketing that exposed me to Traffic and Conversion Summit, that introduced me eventually to Funnel Hacking Live. And it just kind of opened my mind that there's a different way to approach, you know, living a fulfilling life and pursuing your professional interests and truly like stepping into that realm of entrepreneurship. So it took me until 2018 to officially leave Deloitte. I still had lots of debt at the time. But what the catalyst was it was literally this time of year. It was actually December 27th of 2017. Finally was slowing down at Deloitte because we're transitioning to the holidays. It's one of the few times a year that your mind can just slow down. And had this weird, eerie feeling and premonition that if I don't leave this job, it would kill me. And that was like the catalyst of, I came back on January 3rd. I told my partner that I reported under at the time at Deloitte. I can't explain it, but I have to go. And then that jump started the journey to saying, I had no idea like what I was going to do as an entrepreneur. My brain was like 98% occupied with what I was doing at Deloitte. I just knew that if I could release that energy, I will get to a state to figure out what it is that like is my calling in the entrepreneur realm. And that's exactly what happened. It was a tough transition. I went all in, basically like I burned my ships. If you've heard that term, Plateau Plomo, burned the ships down. Like that, it was what it was that I truly had to kill these ships of what I had built and this like pathway to partnership to pursue this dream of the unknown. I just knew that when my mind released all this clutter from corporate consulting, I would figure it out. And that was, you know, started me on the journey that led me to eventually Custom Box Agency.
Wow. Okay. So that there was so much. I've got so many questions for you now.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there must have been something that was telling you, some sort of a trigger where you were like, there's got to be more to this, right? For you to then start looking elsewhere. What was that? What happened there?
You know, it's interesting because like there's so many moments while at Deloitte that I was like, you need to leave, you need to leave. But my gut kept on saying, no, you need to stay because there's something else that's coming here. And my mind was always like, you have to leave this realm. But my heart kept on saying, not just yet. And so the trigger for me was every time that that happened, like that happened at the 2 year mark. And I had one of the best consulting engagements of my life. It taught me so much, and so much of who I am as a person today is because of that project. And then at year four, I was like, you got to leave, you got to leave. And then something was like, no, you need to stay. And what that element was one of my heroes in life is a man named Peter Diamandis. I don't know if you've ever heard of Peter. XPRIZE, Singularity University, brilliant futurist. Have followed him for years. And Deloitte was like, we have a partnership with XPRIZE and we're looking for someone to run this relationship. And so I got to spend 2 years with Peter, which was exactly the thing that was pulling me back. But the second that that feeling went away, that was like, okay, there's not something that's pulling me to stay. I just have learned to just trust your intuition. And sometimes the things make no sense. And that is one of those things that like now as an entrepreneur, like corporate consulting is not about gut feeling. Corporate consulting is like, what's the data say? If you make a recommendation to a client, you need to back it up with data. If the client doesn't like the recommendation, just say, show me better data. I'll make a better recommendation. In the game of entrepreneurship, what's cool about it is I think there's this balance of not only the logical, but also like, what does your gut say? Because there's been many encounters as an entrepreneur that people are like, logically, this opportunity makes sense, but something is pulling me back saying, don't do it. And I've always learned that when you feel that pull, you just have to trust it. So it's just one of those things that I've just learned to tap into that, like, even if it makes no logical sense, if my gut is like, this feels off, the second you go against your gut, it bites you in the ass. Excuse my language. But like, I've learned that it just kind of backfires on you in a way that is like, you just got to trust your gut because it's going to guide you in the right direction. And that was something that I've learned to tap into a lot more as an entrepreneur.
Wow. Okay. I love that. And I'm so glad you brought this up because that raises further questions. And like, you've probably come across this. I've come across this when people are like, you know what, I don't know if I should be doing a certain program or if I should be jumping into something different. Plus, you kind of decided to quit your job when you were still in debt, right? Because your gut told you that you had to get out. There was something else for you. You wasn't quite sure. You didn't have it all planned out. No idea. You were just going with your gut instinct, right? And a lot of people don't go with their gut instinct. They actually go with their heads, right? And so I guess for a lot of our audience who have probably been in that situation, what would you say to them if, you know, if they're in that kind of situation right now where they're not too sure, they're in a dilemma, what should they do?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that part of what I have to look at it is to me, it boils down to what are your beliefs? And I feel like the more that I get louder as an entrepreneur, I have to keep going back to what are the beliefs that I need to have right now? What are those beliefs? Because our beliefs can quickly become reality. And what I mean by that is like right now, one of the things that I'm toying with is there's certain things in my business that I do that people are like, oh, no one else can do it. Only Mark can do that. And if I hold a belief that only Mark can do that, then that means I can't scale my business. So I have to hold the belief that I'm not a special snowflake with what I do. Anyone can do what I do. Because if I hold that belief, then now I can come up to for a solution that allows me to pull myself out of that part of my business. And that's been true in so many different ways that if I hold a belief that this is impossible or there's no one else that can do this, then I'm going to realize the belief that I put out there. So there's always questions that I ask around what's my belief around this? Is this the right belief or should I change the belief? Mm-hmm. And like we can change our beliefs around anything. So if you want to, and this is kind of where I see a lot of people self-sabotage to a certain degree. They self-sabotage because they hold a belief that this is the only way, when the reality is if you held a belief to say there are other alternative pathways and you can still be just as successful, if not more successful, then it opens up a different lens for you. For me, I'll tell you this. The second I left corporate consulting, I paid off my student loan faster. So I paid off my loans within about a year or two of me leaving and becoming an entrepreneur, which I never thought that was possible. But part of it was just holding the vision. And here's the other thing I'll say about corporate. Mm-hmm. This is actually a really important realization that I had. Corporate's amazing. Corporate teaches so much discipline. So I am not saying don't do corporate. I actually think so much of who I am is because of my corporate upbringing. And I'm grateful for what I learned in that world. It's such a different world. But what I will say about corporate America is, oh my gosh, I've already lost my train of thought. I'm going to come back to this. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I lost my train of thought of that. I was going somewhere really good too, Kay. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, we'll keep going because there's another thing that you've mentioned and, you know, you go with your kind of gut feeling and I guess you're really connected with your spiritual side, right? And you kind of go with whatever your gut feeling, your spirit is guiding you and just taking that leap of faith, knowing that you're going to end up in the right place that you want to be. Now, as an entrepreneur, right, not only are we into the numbers, right, but there's this big thing around entrepreneurship where we got to look at energy. We got to look at, you know, what the spirit is telling you or what your gut is telling you in any term that you want to put it. And you said that you've got better at that. What does that mean, right? And how do you get better at trusting that instinct?
Boom. Okay. This is what I was going to say. Thank you for saying that.
Okay.
The thing that you learned that was one of the most important realizations in corporate America is for a lot of us, we are only as good as the job title we were hired into, meaning there's a bracket in terms of your potential. What a lot of us do not realize is what we're truly capable of. That is the thing that I think is really important to highlight because like I know how good I was in corporate America, but when you pull me out of that environment and put me as an entrepreneur, all of a sudden those limitations go away and you start to realize that you're truly capable of doing whatever you want. And I think that little element is just to say like there's no one telling me that I can or cannot do something. Like the biggest limiting factor is like what's between my ears. is myself. Me holding myself back. But like we as people, when we're hired into a corporate job, we're only as good as the band of the job that we're hired into. In the corporate realm, in the entrepreneur realm, you remove those barriers. And all of a sudden, you start to realize that we as people are capable of so much more than this bracket that we were hired into. And that like exploration to me is exciting. Like it's fun to go into. And this is kind of where just like tapping into it, once you start to realize that the only person that's telling me no is me, that anything is truly possible, then you can truly create. And that to me is like where, you know, I've had so much fun as an entrepreneur because I get to play in a realm, especially with Custom Box Agency, that, you know, if we have an idea and we start to evolve it, the reality is I'm going to figure out a way to do it. Because if I know it's been done before, that means that it's figure outable. And as long as I hold this lens that we can figure out anything, then I can produce or create anything.
Right. I love that. I love that. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I want for you to share about Custom Box Agency now. Now, when we kind of met each other on the podcast as crews, you did a demonstration and a whole presentation regards to what this all means, what it's about. You had cards and all sorts, notebook and even a pen. You remember to put a pen in there, right? So we actually do it. I remember you saying that. But I would love for you to share what Custom Box Agency is and why you really created it.
Yeah. You know, where it started was when I started to delve into the digital realm. We used to have a time like in the early 90s that things were always so physical. If you ordered a course or a product, you may order in the back of a magazine. You may see an infomercial on TV, but they'd send you a box set when you had it. And so you can consume it. It'd be CDs or DVDs or cassette tapes. And that's how they consume it. When you go to the digital age, things became so extremely digital to this day. And now we have, especially with AI, pre-AI, there was billions of pieces of content and data being released every day. Now with AI, it's just compounding and compounding. So to stand out in such a heavy digital marketplace, it's so easy to create a digital product like that. Mm-hmm. And you can especially, like, you could write a book like that using ChatGPT or using AI in some sense. You can have a picture of you turn into a whole video series with HeyGen. To see the amount of content that's being put out today, what I was getting really frustrated with, especially back in like 2018-19, is that I kept on buying these digital courses that would make me do all these things to get started with it. I'd have to print out the worksheets. I'd have to go buy things. And it was just so hard for me to consume a digital-only product. Mm-hmm. That where this all started was I ran a summit in 2018 called the Clickpreneur Summit. Virtual summit. It's like a virtual conference. We had 40 speakers and you interview them ahead of time. And I turned the interviews into a booklet. It was a publication that I called Entrepreneur Elements. And part of the reason I did that was that I was like, this is 40 hours worth of content. It's overwhelming. How do I give people like the key insights so they can get action items right away and like have those quick wins faster? So anyone who bought the recordings to the summit also got this publication. And what I did not expect would happen is that people started doing videos, showing off, taking pictures with their publication, teaching it into their Facebook groups. And so all of a sudden, there's this physical element to a digital experience that provided this new opportunity that was interesting. And so when I did my next summit, I was like, I hate 40 people on a summit because that's like 40 hours worth of content. I want to get people results faster. So I had 10 speakers and ran a summit called High Ticket Online, but I was curious about sending people a box. So we turned all the speakers into trading cards. I had all their insights structured in a way that you can do an assessment to say, who are the speakers that you need to listen to, but streamlining this process in a way that people can get the quick win faster. And the goal of that was to help you look at 10 different models of high ticket selling, and you can start to model the one that makes the most sense for your business. So when we would send out these high ticket online boxes that spotlighted the different speakers, every single one of my speakers did a video with their box. People who received the box started doing unboxing videos, which sold the product even more because people are like, where did you get that box? I want to get that box. And all of a sudden, this thing with this box became like, I'm getting all these organic views as a result of doing this. And people are getting these wins faster. So it became a no-brainer to say, if you have a digital presence of any sort, you need to tie it with something physical. And part of what we talk about is this idea of what is an experience. Well, if an experience is seen through the senses, think about going to Disney World. We see through our senses, sight, sound, touch, taste, smell. If you have only an online or digital product, digital products, Facebook, podcasting, anything online, it's what you see and what you hear. If I send you a box, I can tap into more senses, which just provides a little bit more of an elevated experience and a little bit more of an immersive experience. And so that has been the element that I'm like, this is a no-brainer. Give people what they need. And a lot of our beliefs today are kind of like, everyone's sitting around a table playing, let's just use a board game like Monopoly. I don't know. Are you a board game person?
I love board games. Yeah.
So many businesses today, it's like everyone's sitting around to play Monopoly. They take the top off the box and there's a note that says, thank you for buying Monopoly. Go to this website to print out the money, the cards, the board, the tokens. Mm-hmm. So you just put up an obstacle to getting them started. Whereas I would rather say, the cool thing about board games and what board games teaches is that everything you need to play the board game is inside the box. Yeah. And so for me, that's it with my products and services. It doesn't matter if you're a software as a service partner, service provider, hosting a virtual event, course creator, coach, info products, whatever it may be, like the ability to give people the tools that they need to be set up for success is so much the crux of what we believe in. And part of it is how well have we defined that journey from what we call to start here to the desired outcome. You're selling the desired outcome with your products and services. Have you showed them the roadmap to easily get through that process and break it down in a way that like gets people results faster? That's what we start to think about. So these are not swag boxes. We joke and say swag means stuff without a goal. Yeah. Like stop sending people swag, give them the tools that they need because you remove so many barriers and so many obstacles that prevent them from getting started today. And so that's a lot of kind of like our philosophy with when we think about creating these box experiences, it's about getting into your business, producing the tools and resources and a clear pathway to get people results faster.
And by the sounds of it, you've just gamified the entire process on top.
Totally.
Right. I love it. Now, you mentioned it doesn't matter what niche, what industry people are in, you can create something unique for that person, for that particular client. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. If I know what you're delivering, everything has a customer journey. And so we can optimize that journey in any capacity.
Perfect. And so what does that process look like? Could you give us an example? And then how long does it take for a customer to go through the entire journey that you create?
Yeah. So when we start to work with clients, how we start with them, we take you through one of our processes. So we break it down to three phases. Phase one is about defining the blueprint. So this is where we'll do a strategy session with you and we'll break down your business. I want to know the big business vision before we get into whatever experience that we're building out, because knowing all the pieces, you want to be able to see the universe of you in any experience that you build out. A lot of people, when they sell products, they just sell the product in front of you and they forget to tell you about all the other things that are in their ecosystem. Because when someone starts working with you, it's not at the time of completing your products that they're thinking about the next product. They're thinking about how else can you fit into my ecosystem once they have that first quick win. So there's been times that we worked with clients and within the first week, they're already talking about the second, the third, and the fourth box because they're already starting to see the value in getting the quick wins of what it is that we do. So I think for all of us as business owners, it's not about, you really want to make sure people know that you have this whole universe in terms of how you can support them, but focus on getting them through the product or service that they have in front of them. So that's like for us, I need to know the universe of you. And then the other piece of this is we do an all-day workshop with clients. So any products that you have, my team will go through your products to see the structure of it, because I need to have that information in order to start to get to ultimately what is the blueprint. So people typically fly into Austin for a day and we'll map it out. It's three workshops. It's what's the 10,000 foot view to take people from the beginning to the end of your process. And then we get a little bit more detailed and then we get a little bit more detailed. So it's a series of workshops that we do in one day, but by the end of it, we know exactly what the experience is. We know exactly the story in the box. It could be a box or boxes that they receive throughout the experience itself. And through that, then it transitions into, okay, now we can bring this to life. And then the next phase after that is, and now we can send it to production. And we have a warehouse in Austin, Texas, so we can hold your inventory and ship it out globally. So we really want to plug in and be a one-stop solution that you don't have to worry about, like marrying all these pieces together, because it is a lot of pieces. We try and streamline it. Process itself, that first part with the blueprint can be done in a week. Build out, when we do the design for everything, typically I'd say a good window is 2 months because we're collecting inputs from you. We're optimizing design and then you're approving everything. And then production can be, it just depends on quantity. If we're doing lower quantity or higher quantity, we may get it produced in the US, we may go overseas. But typically I'd say maybe a month to have it ready to ship. So you could say it's about a 2 to 3 month process end to end, but we are truly creating a brand new product for you.
I love it. And the fact that it sounds like that all you really need us to do is to help you brainstorm what the business is, what we're looking to do, and then you and your team just get to work.
That's it. So we try and keep it as simple as possible. The biggest thing we learn is you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of people are thinking digital only, and they don't realize the potential that when you unlock physical to digital, how it can open up this entire new world. Because now I can say, I'm going to send you box one of four in this journey. But if you take a certain action, I'll trigger box two of four. Or if you stay in the game and by the time you hit month four, we may release the next box of the series to keep you engaged so you know that the next piece is coming. So now we're starting to look at ways that we can optimize lifetime value of a customer just by being strategic in how we're thinking about the release of physical combined with a digital experience. We want to reduce overwhelm. We as entrepreneurs are so good at overwhelming our people. My big thing is how do we keep them focused on exactly the piece that they need to be focused on at that time? And once they have that quick win, now they're ready for the next piece. And before they know it, they've gotten the desired outcome.
Oh, this is exciting. I'm like, I need you to send me a box. I want to play, right? This is super cool.
I'll send you one of our boxes. We have a big campaign we're about to launch, and I totally will send you one. I'm really excited about it.
Yay! Also, okay. The other thing I want to know is, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. You know, you've got loads of different clients in different niches. What kind of results and benefits have they seen?
Oh, my gosh. The coolest things, like this has been such a cool process that we've seen and on occasion. So a big thing, I get so excited about this because we can show you how to use boxes to acquire customers. We can show you how to use boxes to better deliver your products and services or to retain talent or customers. So acquisition, delivery, retention. If you think of the customer lifecycle, you acquire, you deliver, you retain. We have seen acquisition rates double. One of our clients, they doubled the conversion on the front end for an event that they did, and then they doubled the conversion on the back end. Mm-hmm. So it 4x the value of the campaign. We had a client that did, she had a $2,000 product. She sold 3,300 units. So it was like a $6 to $7 million product launch. Mm-hmm. And the one rule was, hey, you can get a refund in the first 30 days. Just simply ask us when you see industry refund rates. I've seen from like 5 to 20%, depending on the industry. Yeah. With the simple thing that she was saying, like all we engineered was, hey, you can get a refund. All you need to do is send us back your box. She had 19 people of 3,300 units send back their box. So you're talking about like a 0.5% refund rate. Of 3,300 units, like that's insane. And so part of it is that like when you give people the things, a lot of times why people refund early in a process is because you've overwhelmed them at the onboarding. It's almost like they join this program and they just get thrown into a product and they're so overwhelmed that what are people going to do when they get overwhelmed? They're going to hide or they're going to refund because they don't want to feel like a failure. And so kind of engineering that is a really powerful thing. And the same thing on the back end when we're talking about extending lifetime value, like in certain campaigns with clients, if I can just show you that we can increase conversions or reduce attrition rates by 1 or 2 points, for some people that has massive, massive benefits on there. So that's a lot of what we're looking at. But the biggest thing is everyone is so digital. This is the easiest way to have a point of differentiation. And again, if I know as an entrepreneur, I've sent you everything you need to be set up for success, it changes the dialogue because now it's a mindset conversation to get you to take action because I know I've optimized that part of the journey. So to see how clients show up and are more confident because they have this piece that they know represents like to a T them and the outcome that they want for their people, it's just a really powerful thing.
Oh my goodness. I love it. So I know at this point, Mark, people are thinking, oh my goodness, I need to speak with Mark. So how can they go ahead and connect with you? Where's the best place to actually reach out?
Awesome. Yeah, you can always hit me up on Facebook. Easiest place to go with our process is just visiting customboxagency.com. And there's lots of information on Custom Box Agency. And there's a way you can get connected to a member of our team. But we try and keep it simple. But Facebook and people are welcome to message me directly. But yeah, I'd say those are the two easiest means for us.
Fantastic. Now, if there was anything that you wanted to kind of mention to the audience that you would like to mention and you haven't done so far, what would that be?
I don't know if there's anything other than just saying that, like, entrepreneurship, like the game we play, like, have fun with it. I think that, like, I see so many businesses of people, and I think that, like, one of my wishes I have for everyone is that you tap into and lean into something that you're truly passionate about, because in this game, you can monetize anything. There's been crazy things that I'm like, there's no way you could build a business on that. And people are crushing it. But in this game, like, the more you niche down, I have a belief that it's a simple belief. I believe that, I know that I want other people to win. So I hold a deep belief, and you've heard me talk about this, Kay. But like, I have a strong belief that I want other people to win. Therefore, if we're talking law of reciprocity, if I want other people to win, the idea is that other people want me to win. Yeah. And part of helping other people have me win is that I make it easy for them to help spread my mission. So if you're someone that is like, I do Facebook ads and I have a podcast agency and I build funnels, you're kind of this person that does a little bit of everything. Because the reality is, like I wouldn't know how to represent you versus the person that's like exclusively focused on Facebook ads, exclusively focused on podcasting. So the easier you make it for other people to help you win, it'll help you grow as well. And so when I went all in, I had two businesses. I had a virtual event business and a custom box business. My mentor was like, half the people think you're the virtual event guy, the other half think you're the custom box guy. You're kind of confusing people. So which one are you? And the single decision to kill the business that I had spent 3 years building, that virtual event business right before COVID, at the very beginning of COVID, was the absolute biggest game changer. Because when I went all in on custom boxes, anytime someone said, who does boxes, it made it so easy for other people to help me win, because like I was 100% this one thing versus someone who's playing a little bit of a jack of all trades. So I think that that's really important just to highlight for anyone to say, like when people say niching down like is so powerful in this game, but it also just makes it easier for other people to help you win.
Thanks for listening to Make Your Mark podcast at www.makeyourmarkpodcast.com. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get this and every other episode that comes out. We have lots of great stuff coming, so make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss it. And thank you in advance for all the reviews and comments. I appreciate it so much. And I look forward to serving you in next week's episode.